This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk. Welcome to Armand Talk. We'll look inside the world of cults, conspiracies in Armand Studio, Armand.fm production, and we are Armand.
Armand Doc.
How is everybody doing today?
And don't forget your Armand garb, raiment.
Where can you get your Armand garb?
You can go to Armand.com/Armand and get your Armands.
I want Armand.
If you're feeling Armandy.
All right, let's not overdo it.
That won't work. It's listed for sale. Let me see how much they want to buy.
You're embarrassing me.
For Armand.com?
I'm going to buy Armand.com real quick.
I think you should.
Thank you, Soapworthy. On the team.
Oh, it says it's taken.
Well, it's a stalwart member.
Armandkachigian.com. I wonder if that's for sale.
It's the doctor.
Oh, I should so buy Armandkachigian.com.
Who are the kids on the tracks?
So, did you see what I just sent you?
No, I didn't. What'd you send me?
It's in Discord. I have to make not a phone call but a message real fast because of that. To have that.
I wouldn't worry about it. We're out of here in an hour. It's gonna be fine.
You think so?
I think so. You're just freaking out.
All right. Are you sure?
Calm down.
All right.
You're gonna be fine. You're gonna be fine.
I don't know about that, man.
All right, let's get right into it, man. You got some emails?
I got a couple fucking emails. You got some fucking emails?
No, I don't know nothing about the word email.
I got some fucking emails.
Armand, you got any emails?
Let me find out where we left.
We don't give you access to that kind of shit.
I'm not privy to that information.
Once your name gets on the old fucking title screen there.
Yeah, so I'll settle for that right now.
November 25th? Is that the last one?
I think wow. So, man. It's been a while. It's been like 3 weeks since we did the show.
That's correct.
So I don't know if this... Hang on.
Let me do this.
No, I'm just screening, pre-screening.
Okay. How about my name is Brandon?
Because we already did that one. I remember that one.
Okay, cool.
So, here, let me see if she says, or he says, nope. Okay, here we go. Hey, Surreal Talk, what's up? Ash here from the UK. Oh, Eric, please don't do the accent. It kills me, but dude, your British accent sucks ass.
Well, hey,
that's just like your opinion.
I agree.
Now I will doing the whole email in the accent.
Jesus. So, God damn it.
Before we start, let's take a guess on how many times
his accent grinds my gears, speaking of which.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, number one.
You guys are jealous.
Jealous?
All right. So before we start, let's take a guess on how many times the word conspiracy is mentioned in this email.
Seven.
Winner gets my team vote and gets to say, fuck you, loser.
How many? What do we have to guess? How many times conspiracy
I'm guessing is? Seven as well.
Well, I'll go over. I'll go eight.
Okay. It's been 1 year since I first tuned into Surreal Talk.
1 year since I tuned into you.
I think episode 107 was the first full episode I've listened to.
What was that? Let's find that out.
But I was searching for Alex Jones content when I, you no need to find out what, content when I stumbled across what sounded to me like Seth Rogen and David Schwimmer and some other
You're
dude.
David Schwimmer.
David
I guess
Schwimmer.
So. I'm a very,
maybe you're David Schwimmer.
Maybe you're David Schwimmer.
I think I look, yeah, probably more than you
well,
guys
I would,
do.
Well, I would think that if they were searching it for a podcast, it would be sounds like, not looks like.
Oh. Do I sound like David Schwimmer?
I don't know.
He's a little nasally.
Yeah, he's very nasally. It doesn't remind me of you.
So I was confused. I was an Alex Jones stalk, and I was constantly searching for bullshit that was spouting, and I picked up an episode relating to him, but I can't remember which one it was. Probably the Alex Jones Super Show, I think.
Hard to say.
No, I mean, I'm pretty fucking positive it was the Alex Jones Show.
Oh, that's what 107 was?
I don't know, but I think.
I'm still trying to figure this out.
Anyway, it's kind of related to the reason why I'm emailing in. Your recent episode, The Greatest Conspiracy of All Time, was a bit of fun. But, there's a greater conspiracy than any of the conspiracies discussed in that show. You guessed it. Alex Jones.
No, 107 was kooky, strange, and otherwise weird religious practices.
Okay. You guessed it. Alex Jones is Bill Hicks, by far the most delicious and yet ironic conspiracy.
We talked about that before, haven't we?
Yes, the conspiracy man himself is actually a conspiracy. So we're already well past seven conspiracies right now, just so that...
So I win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely you won. So those who have been watching AJ for the last, Alex Jones, for the last decade or so would have surely seen the similarities between these two men. If not, I suggest you go right back to the old Hicks stuff and check one of his stage characters, a strong Texan with facial expressions to boot. They even shared the same producer. Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, coincidences happen, right?
You think so?
I think so.
All right. Now he was on Rogan a few times where this was brought up, and his response is fantastic.
Always
yes,
cracks me up on Rogan.
You got me. I am Bill Hicks. Similar to the response when Hank asked Walter White if he was Eisenberg on Breaking Bad. My computer just died.
Eric's computer just died. Let me. This is a gift in disguise, ladies and gentlemen. The email finishes up. What do you guys think? Is this worth an episode or at least running for the greatest conspiracy of all time? It's definitely worth a mention again sometime. Definitely not in the running for greatest, not in my opinion,
what?
Greatest conspiracy of all time.
What?
The Alex Jones is actually Bill Hicks.
What if he is Bill Hicks?
So who like, there's Bill, a thing. Who's Bill Hicks?
A comedian?
A comedian, Armand.
Good
Bill
Lord.
Hicks. I don't know who he is. I don't know. I never heard of Bill
You're
Hicks.
So much
Everybody
fun.
With the last name Hicks is
That's the greatest conspiracy Jesus of all time?
Armand. Yeah, well, I mean, so says Ash.
I
Dreams are real talk.
I tend to disagree
Hold
with
Hold on,
that.
We got to figure out how many times the word conspiracy was said. Hold on.
Fucking bunch.
I'm the only one who guessed, so I won.
I guessed.
You didn't. What'd you say?
Seven?
I said seven.
And I said eight.
I mean, I can't guess seven.
No, you guys are wrong. One, let's see here. Two, three, four, five. Do. Six, including the time it was asked. So I win.
Well, then you tied.
Yeah, we tied. What
you
are you talking about?
You don't get to about? Pick my number. I picked it first. Shut your mouth.
That was not in the rules,
man. That grinds his gears.
Mate, it was not in the rules.
You can't take my number. That's in the rules.
It's not in the fucking rules. The old boy didn't explain that to me, and he didn't say that
this
I couldn't take your number.
Okay.
And who was that? Who?
His name is Ash.
Ash. Okay. From the UK. That's why Eric would make it up his dumb voice again.
Right.
Why is my speak partner? Oh, okay.
All right. So
Ash looked with disfavor upon Eric's accent, didn't he?
He did.
Most
he
people do.
He does not like my accent.
Right.
Well, let's see. A lot of hate. All right, here we go.
Okay, go ahead.
I got a voicemail for y'all. Hey, turn up the cell phone looking one there. Oh, it ain't. Hey, turn it down.
Why don't you just mute your computer or mute the YouTube
Well, I kind of need. Okay, yeah, we're muted.
God, so, I got to teach you about audio issues and shit?
Thank you. Here we go. This is from Josh, I think.
Give him a tutorial.
This is off of our Google Voice line, not our speak pipe, so it doesn't automatically say who it's from.
Oh, okay.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
Sorry about Josh again.
Hey, it's all good.
I have a little bit of a conspiracy.
Sorry about Josh again. What's he talking about?
Maybe he said, it's me, Josh, again.
Hold on.
What's up, guys? Sorry about Josh again.
Something, Josh
I have
Josh
a little
again.
Bit of a conspiracy theory.
It's your old buddy,
I'm
old
sure
pal Josh.
If it's
Let me
if
stop
you want
right
to
there.
Talk about it.
For the voice talk? For the voice? This thing's stiff, yeah.
He is over the face of the microphone.
Right here in the lip, actually. But for the voicemail, we need to have like a... Do you remember Seinfeld whenever George... who was
Believe
it?
Believe it or not, George is at home.
That's it. But we have to record it. Me and you with the music in the back go, Believe it or not, Surreal Talk's not home.
Where could we be?
Yeah.
Isn't that... Is that the greatest American hero thing?
Yes, but George re-recorded it
for his voicemail. Okay. It's fucking beautiful, yeah. Anyway, okay. Sorry.
Thanks for that, Eric.
Not, but coming from a guy who's never been part of social media, I've never had a Facebook account. I've never had a MySpace account. I've never done Twitter. I've never done any of that because I don't believe it's helping in our society.
Fair
because
enough.
I feel like
Probably
everybody's
true.
Really mean to each other, and I feel like maybe social media is because of why that's happening. Now, I don't know. I'm not saying I'm right. I just want to know everybody else's thoughts about that. Is social media a part of why everybody is so mean to each other and everybody... I'm not a part of it.
There's no accountability.
Because everybody else is part of it. So
I think... let me pause this real quick.
Like to be.
Here's what I'm going to kind of attribute it to. Back in the day, you weren't able to talk to people so easily. You know, it was a long-distance phone call, which cost money. It was a letter, which took days and time to write. These days, you're a few clicks away, and your opinion's out there. People are tired of
but
hearing from other people.
But back then, you weren't speaking to total strangers with total anonymity,
too. That, too.
That's the thing. That's, yeah. But I, that aside, I think it's just we're getting less and less face-to-face human interaction, which I think is bad. I mean, I was one of those guys, you know, 25, 30 years ago. If I saw a pretty girl on the street, I just go up to her and start talking to her. Now, I don't think a young guy could even do that. Everybody's got their phone pasted to their ear.
Yeah.
That's true.
You can't do that. You know, I mean, there's just none of that stuff. And I don't think that's good. I mean, people are losing the ability to have any kind of human-to-human interaction.
Actual socialization's gone out the window for social media.
And I think it's going to get worse with this 5G and everything, and now you're going to get all this 5G. Virtual reality. And
I agree.
Did I say something funny?
God damn virtual realities and 5Gs.
Yeah.
Fuck us over. you're funny. Oh, we were in the middle of voicemail. Here we go.
Each other online and in chats and stuff like that. Your chats. Your chats are surreal.
But that's a good adjective.
It's just something to think about. I don't know if that is the reason. But
I think he's got a good point there.
Get some thoughts of some other folks, see what they think. But I don't know, just thought. I'm stuck in traffic.
You should get social media. You guys.
Fuck you. Oh, you whatever it.
Yeah, thank you. Attaboy.
And Eric, you're the shit. Armand, love you.
Hey,
there, guys.
Good man.
Thank you.
Never mind. Don't bother social media. We don't want you on there.
Sore loser. So no, but I think, don't you think that's, and I think we have a whole generation, maybe two, who have been brought up with this social media. So they really don't, they've never, you know.
Social media wasn't out until like 2005 or something, right? And that was at the very early, right? When did MySpace come out?
2009 or something?
MySpace did not come out in 2009.
How long's Facebook been around?
Facebook been out since like 2004, 2005.
Okay. 2003, apparently.
Facebook?
No, MySpace.
Yeah, so I said MySpace was before. Yeah, it was the first one.
But cell phones have been around for a long time.
The 80s, and, man, 70s.
When did you get your first smartphones? When did you get your first cell phone?
Hey, Nokia, 9420, 99. Bud.
98 or 99.
Okay, so 20 years, let's say.
People
are walking around with a cell phone, you know, epoxy to their ears. It's very hard to...
Man, there was fucking plans were horrible back then, too.
Did you get a Razor?
I had a Nextel.
I had a Razor before. Remember those?
That was after the fact, yeah.
Anybody have a flip phone?
Yeah, it was
several. I had a phone BlackBerry? Before the flip phone. I had a BlackBerry,
yeah.
I had that stock.
That fucking trackball on there. Another loser. Far outweighed that stupid thing that was before it.
Oh, the no, the oh,
head, that the pad screen. Came after. Yeah, the trackball.
But anyway,
was superior in every
this
way.
Generation has gone is going to be the first. Let's say they're the first that have never not had social media.
Yeah,
I don't think that's.
And they also don't know how to use a telephone, which is weird.
Well, a rotary phone.
So there's an age that like you have to be on Facebook, isn't there? What age?
13,
is,
I think.
Is it 13?
Supposed to be,
really?
Yeah, there's an age limit. You can't be. Yeah, like you should have to.
Well,
be,
there should be.
Yeah, you should be X amount of years before you can make an account.
But every kid's got a cell phone.
It's
right?
it's as fucking easy as putting the year in of your birthday different. That's all it is. You know what I mean? Like, come on. I mean,
but I'm talking about the cell phone that too. I mean I consider that social media too. When I can sit there and talk, if I'm a kid,
like texting, you mean?
Yeah. They text. I guess they don't talk. They don't even talk.
They don't even text.
They text.
Anymore, really, yeah.
Prefer, what do
they
do now? Talking or texting?
Just a quick text.
I like to talk.
I like to talk as well. I'd rather talk and for 30 seconds than text for 30
people
minutes.
Talk too much, man. You go on and on about shit I don't care about. Just give me the fucking cliff notes and be done with it.
No, but that's what being human is, talking to somebody else. Not,
thank you.
Not I'm, punching a fucking button right. on a text.
That's
on
what
a
being a human is
telephone.
To you. I'm kind of a fucking leave me alone type of guy.
Turn off your phone then. That's fine too.
No.
But if you want to communicate with somebody, don't you want to speak?
My preferred communication method is just my preferred one. I'm saying that's the right one.
And that's texting?
Yeah, I would rather somebody just text me rather than waste my time with a phone call. I'll get back to you.
But
when
how
I can.
Do you get to be the one in any relationship that gets to say this warrants a phone call?
Well, if it warrants a phone call, it warrants a phone call.
That's coming from a married man.
But most of the time, just text me.
Well, I'm saying in any, you know, your friend relationship, family relationship. I'm not saying relationship as in that aspect, but anybody that would potentially have your phone number, you don't answer the phone to them. What warrants? Why do you? You get to only be the one in that relationship that gets to say, yeah, this is a phone call worthy one. So you know what I mean, like. It's pretty fucking one way.
Yeah, well.
Pretty one-sided.
I'm not saying. You get to decide. Call me if you want. I would just prefer you didn't. I'm not saying don't call me.
Isn't it more efficient, though? I mean, if I have something to say to you, I'd rather call you.
You can't. Yeah.
What would you call me to tell me, Armand? What would you call me?
Well, I think I left something in the freezer. I said, Ever, can you get that, you know, my Gatorade out of the freezer? Remember? I think I called you to
you
say
you can text
that.
Me. Hey, Ever, get my Gatorade out of the freezer. Thanks. Okay,
it's
no problem.
It's faster to call, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. Maybe. But I don't want to talk to you, Armand. Just text me.
Now, okay, oh, wait, no, hang on. This comes from a guy that now he wants you to text him, but he gives you shit when you use voice to text. It's like, yeah. Hey, man, this is what you want.
Just take the fucking time and type it out. It doesn't take but 2 seconds to type it out.
But if it's a long-ass text, I would rather just call than take the 2 minutes.
I don't need a whole long-ass text.
If I'm getting in touch with you, it's probably because something's fucked up on my computer. Probably. We know that, right? Probably. Okay, so I'm probably going to need you to nurse me through it. So I'm going to
bail me out.
I'm going to need some oral instructions.
Yeah, you are.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next email comes in from Panos Coach. It says,
oh, he's from Greece, right? Panos?
Sounds like it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
What's the Greece accent?
Don't try.
Is it? Seriously, like, what?
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Okay,
I am Hercules. Fuck off.
Hi there, guys. I'd like to mention two possible conspiracies. The that's the real talk you need to investigate.
I'm sure that's not it.
We don't investigate, first off. First, Doctor Who premiered just a day after the JFK's assassination. A coincidence?
That's interesting.
Question mark?
I didn't know that.
Super weird.
Yes, coincidence, I'd say.
What's the relation here between the two, Doctor Who and JFK's assassination?
Nothing.
Like what's...
Yeah, well, I don't know what the link is.
Okay, anyway, and what about the air conditioning scam conspiracy? Technology advances every day, and we still have ACs from the 60s. Huge, noisy, ugly machines that you can't operate efficiently, and they still need constant pricing.
It's still the cheapest and easiest way to cool. Like, you want to use an electric Peltier cooler or something like that? No, Freon, a chemical process, is the best way to, right now, cool shit.
I love Everett and Armand, but Eric...
Fuck you.
You rule.
Oh.
Panos from Athens, Greece.
Oh, my. Hey, I nailed it.
Thank you for that.
Probably Panos.
Very diplomatic.
Probably is Panos.
Not sure I agree with it.
Yeah, I don't agree with it either.
Let's get a voicemail.
Okay, I think I shut those.
We still got more Google ones?
I shut those.
Fuck, I couldn't tell you. Some people's kids.
Something of a dipshit. I don't know if you're aware of that, but yeah.
Maybe.
Tell me if we played this one before.
Hey, guys. This is Rebecca. So, a couple things. First off, I will waterboard the shit out of Eric.
You should waterboard the shit out of you.
And, who is it?
Rebecca.
Whatever kind of
amen,
CIA,
Rebecca.
Tortures he wants to try out on the girl. secondly, my pop was in the CIA.
Whoa.
Ooh. Is that a clicking sound? They're tapping my phone. I'm not going to say exactly which missions he was a part of, but you did speak about some of the stuff he was involved in.
Really?
On your show. All I'm going to say, I'm getting a call from somebody.
It's probably CIA.
And I had something else to say, but now I can't remember. So great intention. I was already going to buy sweatshirts for my family this Christmas.
Wow.
From your merch. But if you're going to take one of your Patreon supporters and let them torture Eric, I will definitely buy something for everybody I know. Anyways,
no, this is an idea.
Man, I like her.
I wonder if this is illegal.
It's not, I don't think. To sell torture?
I mean, what kind of, like prostitution's illegal. Why wouldn't torture for hire be?
If it's for,
why not?
For profit, though.
Yeah, it's for charity.
What if somebody derives sexual
give the proceeds
pleasure?
To charity.
That'd be me.
You.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So at what point legal is prostitution fees. Prostitution? Does there have to be orgasm? Or is penile vaginal contact?
I don't know what, prostitution shouldn't be illegal
docking?
Anyway.
Is docking?
Docking should be, docking is well, no, docking should be completely
legal.
You paid
for it. You pay for it. That's
is that the Elliot Davis thing? You paid for it.
Could be. Anyway, hold on.
Love your show, Team Everett. And
fuck yes.
Fuck you, Eric.
Fuck yes.
You've gotten better reading, though. I have to give you that. So I'll talk to you
later. There's an insult in there somewhere, too. Boy, that's a left-handed
you know what really
compliment.
Grinds my gears.
We got another one from Rebecca real quick. She did another one.
All right.
About a week later.
Pain hey, guys. This is Rebecca. So... last time I called, it was after the CIA, I heard the CIA show, and I mentioned my pop being in the CIA.
Uh-huh.
I'm not even kidding you, my phone has been acting so weird ever since then. Like,
Siri
start talking for no reason, and I can't get internet where I used to be able to get internet.
Sounds like Langley at work.
So, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
We didn't do it.
This is definitely our fault.
You did it.
Is there anything?
Okay, that's all I have for now.
Well, screwed up that poor lady's life.
Fuck you, Eric.
Hold on, what was that?
Everett, still.
Man, she likes Everett.
Team Everett, still.
It's Team Everett.
Fuck you, Eric.
She wants to waterboard. She wants to torture you.
Yeah, she literally wants you to
I thought it was a good torture at the first part of the
phone
call. And then at the end, it's like, oh,
no,
she fucking wants to torture me.
Hey, this is a CIA
right.
operative. What, What did you guys talk about on that show, by the way? Did you talk about like Operation Ajax and all that stuff?
We talked about all kinds of shit. Ajax was in there, yeah.
Yeah, United Fruit Work. United
Of course
Fruit,
we talked about the Fruit Wars.
Yeah.
Well, who the fuck are you fucking with, Armand? Of course you talked about the Fruit Wars.
I don't know. You guys miss all the shit.
There was the Fruit Wars, the Gear Wars. We talked about the Cat Wars, the Ostrich Wars.
Dude, there's no way we're getting through all of our voicemails today. We got to hurry.
Okay.
We're doing a show tomorrow morning. You busy tomorrow morning?
I'm never busy.
Exactly. So we'll get through what we can get through today. No big deal. No rush today because we know we're doing it tomorrow. So anyway, Eric, give us a voicemail.
I don't control the voicemails, mate.
Oh, fine. Then I'll do this one.
Hey, what's up, Surreal Talk? Oh, you know it is. Canadian Keith back at it again.
What's up, brother?
Hey, Canadian.
I couldn't leave a...
He could be my favorite person named Keith in the world. I don't know.
Definitely my favorite Canadian Keith.
What about Keith David, though?
Oh, you're right. Keith David and Canadian Keith.
Right. I was like, Keith David's cool.
Yeah, great actor. Anyway.
Bong ripped because I've been dealing with a nasty cold.
I feel you.
You consider Kiefer
Sounds Sutherland pretty good.
What's that?
Do you Kiefer Sutherland?
Canadian?
No, I mean, he's going to be in the Keith running, but I know it's Keith. No, it's Keith. But it's fucking close. I mean, I think no, they should at least be Keith. Considered.
Is Keegan Thomas
How about Alicia?
Favorite?
How about Alicia Keys?
No, you guys.
Well, that's close too. What are you talking about?
It's the EI combo.
I'm with you, Armand. He's fucking full of shit.
Jesus.
Have a nice respiratory infection.
Oh hell yeah!
Oh thanks. Now it's in the phones, and we're gonna get it.
Well, I hope they didn't give him penicillin. He'll die.
For his penis flytrap.
You know it's fine to give penicillin for that. We just went over it.
That's strep throat. Out of respiratory.
And nose congestion and chest congestion.
He's congested.
Oh, it was fun. I spent Thanksgiving in bed. All day, feeling problem? Like shit.
Wait a minute, he's Canadian, though. Does he?
He's not Canadian.
Okay. I was going to say, if he's Canadian...
Or San Diego.
He literally works at the place that you had the shirt on.
Do you know what the Thanksgiving in Canada is?
Yeah, it was like a couple weeks before ours, right?
Well, second Monday
summer.
In October,
is it
I believe.
Summer? It's fall.
Second Monday
Somebody
in October.
Told me this recently. Second Monday
I just
in October?
Told you. Yes.
And they're thankful for Justin Trudeau.
Oh, God.
Everybody left
Fuck
and went
him.
To go have Thanksgiving dinner at relatives' houses. Luckily, I did Thanksgiving with my parents and my brother and my girlfriend and everybody.
You got them all sick.
My like, you know.
Hey, I think there's Rebecca.
Family one on Sunday, so I didn't get to do a Thanksgiving. I'm still kind of recovering, so no bong rips on this voicemail.
Ah,
you sissy. Sorry.
But I just want to say I hope everyone had a happy Thanksgiving.
Looking. Armand, did you have a good Thanksgiving? What'd you eat? Turkey?
Yeah, I had three meals. Stuffing? I had a meal at my best friend's house, at my sister's house, and Tonga made dinner the next day.
Nice, who's
so
best? Put you on the spot.
Tonga.
Ooh, Tonga's, of course. Tonga.
Good
Team
answer.
Team Tonga for sure, bud.
Tonga.
What's the best part of her meal? Was it the bird? Was it the sides? Was it one of the sides in particular?
You know what the best bird was? My best friend's. He fried it.
Hey,
fried turkey.
Deep
fried
never deep fried turkey? I got a buddy who does that every year.
Oh, well, I'm all for it.
It's
it
fucking
delicious.
Good. It's, yeah, it's really
it
good.
It was really good, yeah.
Who made the
Did
best
you have
stuffing?
Any thighs?
Her stuffing was best. Was
mm.
it? She made
said,
good yams,
She said
too.
The same about your stuffing.
Damn, now I'm hungry. I want to get some fucking stuffing and turkey and shit. Sounds good. Mashed potatoes, gravy, biscuits.
Eggnog. She made me an eggnog shake.
Some Santa Claus conspiracies about, you know, why he's always so jolly because he knows where all the naughty girls live and things like that, maybe. But I'll talk to you guys later.
That's a good
you
one.
Know, Team Surreal Talk, but if I really have to pick a team, you already know it's going to be Team Armand, Team Tonga. See you guys later.
Yeah, buddy.
I like
who
Keith's
is that?
Enthusiasm.
Canadian?
And Keith's enthusiasm.
Well,
just
hell,
Keith.
Yeah.
From the
yeah
yeah,
I wear his, a shirt.
Yeah, his
you guys
enthusiasm.
Don't.
What's
yes, with
I
you
fucking
guys?
Do. I wore it on
I'm too big
the
for
other
it.
Day.
Oh,
while he was sitting there
what
doing
a waste.
The fucking read from the other place. I'm like,
oh yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. Oh, that's right. Oh, that's boy. That's in poor taste.
I thought it was great.
They're gonna blur you out like they do on courtroom TV.
The Google voicemail it tries to transcript or give a transcript, but it's this one's all in Spanish. So I wonder if this is a Spanish voicemail.
Cool, let's see it.
Well, that's not in Spanish.
No.
That's English.
Oh, that was a bong rip.
Guys?
That was a bong rip. Hold on. What are you doing? It's the phone one.
What's up, guys? It is Canadian Keith back at it again.
There's that bong rip, you Otis.
That zong rip there.
Sorry, zong rip.
I just want to say what's up, and hell yeah.
Sounds like his lungs cleared up.
Hey, next time you're in L.A., you should look up O'Canadian Keith and have a bong rip.
Is that where he is? I thought he was in San Diego.
Eh, close enough.
That's not that close. Somebody was in Bakersfield. I was just in Bakersfield. I should have gone visit them.
Maybe.
Why don't we take it on the road? We'll all go.
If you can get it sponsored, I would love to take it on the road.
Fun. So that being said, email us.
3-week tour of the country.
3 weeks.
Why not? I mean, there's a lot of country. We're going to need an RV.
We've got nothing to do.
Be fun as fuck. I don't know.
All right. That'd be all right with me. We got listeners all over the place.
And I'm thankful for Sabrina.
It's been moved.
Thanks, buddy. We're thankful for you. Uh-oh. Here's a long one. You ready for another one?
Oh, yeah.
Minute and a half.
Do it.
Hello. Since we didn't have a show this week, I'm going back. This is Christina Johnson.
Hello, Christina.
And listening to some of the older episodes. And I've been listening to the JFK ones from way back.
Uh-oh.
That is an old one.
They were so good. Some of the best ones you've ever done. But at the end, in episode 3, where an Eric kept going, yeah.
What I do?
Yeah. Like the dog.
Like
yeah.
The dog with the turkey sandwich. I died.
I'm bringing it back.
It was classic.
What did he do? What happened?
Every time I'd say, try to make a point, Eric would do,
yeah.
Like a real dismissive, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a fuck, yeah. Like a dog.
No, it's not. It's from a fucking video.
Let's not make a habit of that.
Oh, it was
so good, too. That video is the best.
She liked that.
If you saw the video, you'd like
it. Out of context, like not being, like if I wasn't the one receiving it, it would have been pretty funny.
Yeah.
But
that could be annoying.
Another one, and I haven't gone through all the episodes of The New World Order. I love when Eric gets super excited about conspiracies with the government, and I thought you guys did a really good job with the 9/11 and the JFK. So New World Order, Illuminati, I know it's all mixed in with the Freemasons and all of that, but the New World Order with the Denver...
Sorry, Dave Strange.
...airport, all the murals, all of the money ties in with the dollar bills looking like the burning towers. There's just so much to cover, and... I feel like I go down the rabbit hole and I get lost when I'm listening to this stuff.
I come out of the rabbit hole cross-eyed sometimes.
Eric say, yeah, and everything will be better. Love the show. I love you, Everett. Don't always agree, but definitely Team Eric.
Yeah.
Never mind. I'll take that. Love you back.
What team was that?
Like a bunion. But he is funny once in a while.
Oh, thank
you. Love you guys. Keep up the good work.
I get one off once in a while.
I can't go back. We can't find out what team she was. There's no
reason. Oh,
no, she loved him, but she likes you better, I think. And then
something like that.
She kind of thinks I'm once in a while funny.
She loves you like growing on her like a bunion, which I thought was a good joke.
Is that what she said?
Yes. Yeah, you're growing on me like a bunion.
Okay, well. Somebody posted it in the group. Yes.
What is it?
The fucking video.
What video?
Oh, yeah.
Just now?
He just tagged me in it, too. Thank you.
Wow. That was quick.
That's fucking amazing, dude. So good.
Kind of love live fucking internet shows. You want to do another email?
Yes, I do. This email is...
Better make sure. Yes. How many times has that bit us in the proverbial docking gland?
A few.
The fundament.
The fundament.
Oh, this is the creative guy. You give it...
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so, hi. I sent you a message on Facebook a while back.
Who is this?
I don't think you saw it. Or maybe you're just too big of a dickhead and didn't answer
it. He didn't say that.
He didn't say that. I added that last part. Just listen to one of your recent episodes where you mentioned an interest in trying Kratom.
Try the microphone a little bit. Maybe drop it a little.
I used it for pain after a shoulder injury. I had horrible pain and even worse reaction to the meds given to me. Before the surgery, I tried the pain. Wait, before the surgery? How'd you try the pain meds before the surgery?
Go on.
But then.
Pinch deeply.
Proceed accordingly.
They made me feel like shit after a few months of dealing with the doctors and the United States Department of Labor. I worked for the government at the time, and it was a work injury. I refused the pills because they made me feel like a zombie. I had terrible hangovers whenever I did take them, and I just didn't want my kids to see me like that. A friend told me about Kratom, and I looked into it. The Kratom really helped with the pain, and I didn't have the zombie-like effects, and I could function like a normal human. Anyway, I've got a bunch left over. If you want me to give it a shot and see if it'll help you out, I'd be more than happy to send you some. Just give me an address and it'll be on the way.
Kratom?
Kratom.
Yeah.
What's that?
Kratom.
What is Kratom?
Tom. It's from a tree.
So Google says it's a topical evergreen tree of the coffee family. There you go.
I'll be damned.
DEA wants to ban it. It's similar to an opiate, kind of, they say.
But a lot of people say that it can help with opiate
addiction. That it must work.
And they can help with opiate
addiction. I've had several people actually offer to send me some, and I can get it local. I'll just buy it myself whenever I can get it. And I appreciate the offers, and I appreciate you guys all looking out, but I'll get it local.
Boy, that's a great gear grinder right there, the DEA and the FDA. Oh, my God.
You know us. We believe all drugs should be legal.
The FDA is the worst. They kill more people.
Oh, this one's so good.
Read it out, man.
This is from Sekrum.
Sure.
Sekrum.
Hello, chaps. Greetings from Mariola, England. What riles me at the moment
Armand's refusal to smoke a joint and get high before he does a show.
Oh, that was one of my gear grinders.
Would love to hear him stoned. He's obviously an intelligent geezer, so would love to see how he would converse while bonged out of his bonk. He refuses to get stoned, then Ojo Man should get to butt bum him. And I assume that means peg. Keep up the good work on your show, lads. All the best. Jim, a.k.a. Sekrum.
Nice.
Can two people with foreskins dock, though?
One could dock over the other. You don't have to be the dock. You can be either docker or docky.
Okay.
Right. I just think the flexibility of having it is good.
That's nice. I never thought about that. That's a good couple.
Double foreskin buddies.
But one of my grinds I forgot was people who won't smoke weed just because it's not legal. Because you're lying. No. You're lying. That's not why you won't smoke it.
That's not why you won't smoke it at all.
No. Because you won't smoke it even when it's legal.
Well, probably not.
Gotcha. So that's my problem. That grinds my gears. You're hiding behind, I won't smoke it because it's not legal, when there's really other reasons. Because if it was legal today.
Oh, I don't drink either. Yeah, that's legal.
What's the reason that you don't smoke pot?
Are you afraid how it's going to make you feel?
I don't like it.
You might, that's another big one. I might get addicted. You could be the first one ever.
You don't get addicted to marijuana?
You could be the first person ever to get addicted to marijuana.
No, you wouldn't. He'd be like the fucking 80 million.
Yeah, I know. People say marijuana is not addictive, but it can get.
What do you guys think? I'll defer to you guys.
Definitely. I've been over this before, but you can definitely get psychological.
I don't know about that.
Dependent.
If you don't, you're not going to have withdrawal symptoms. That's how I
just want to get high. Fuck this, man.
Okay, but I don't think that's withdrawal. That's like your body. It's not a withdrawal. You're being an asshole,
psychological dependency. It's a habit.
I don't know if that's the same thing, though.
It's a habit. It's like cigarettes.
But that's not an addiction.
It is an addiction, in my opinion.
What is?
Whenever you don't have weed and you get pissed off because you don't have it.
That's not an addiction. It's a side effect of your addiction.
Well, I told you my addiction. My addiction is lifting weights, going to the gym. But if I didn't go to the gym, I don't think I would have, my body wouldn't, withdrawing. I would be probably kind of a jerk because I just like to do it that much. But to me, I don't know, what is the definition of addiction? Can you look that up?
Are we going to go down that fucking road? Well,
I always thought that you have the physical dependence, and if you get all, you get withdrawal symptoms.
The fact or condition of being addicted to a particular substance, thing, or God damn it,
I'm not talking about the Merriam-Webster definition. I'm talking about the WebMD or whatever. Go to a medical.
Let me type in
what is the medical definition of an addiction? What's that?
They're going to call it a disease.
Addiction is a disease that affects your brain and behavior. When you're addicted to drugs, you can't resist the urge to use them, no matter how much the drug harms you. No matter how much harm it may cause.
What about if you're addicted to fucking sex? What if you're addicted to video games or gambling? This is just drugs? Is that what this is all about?
I think that could be anything.
Is it still a disease? Here's the question. Is it still a disease if it's fucking sex that you're addicted to? Or if it's drugs? Or if not drugs.
Well,
if it's
people have gone into rehab as sex addicts.
Or gambling. Whatever.
Just the withdrawal symptoms are different for different things. Sometimes they're physical. Sometimes they're mental. You know what I mean?
I do.
In my opinion, it's two sides of the same coin.
I don't vape. I don't vape CBD.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, I probably would if I was really hurting. I did, actually, when he sent us that stuff.
Yeah.
But it ran out.
I got some real good CBD I want you to try. Make you feel real good.
Yeah.
Well, definitely
if
CBD.
If I'm hurting, the CBD did help. Thank you, Keith.
By the time I get done with him, he's going to be dancing like a fucking deadhead.
You think I'm going to be a lot of fun stoned. Believe me, I'm not. Dude, I'll just fall asleep.
No, okay. I think the first conversations we can get out of you will be fucking great.
Oh, yeah.
They're being coherent. You guys are probably getting a kick
exactly
out of
right.
that.
You have no idea how stoned we got a while ago. It's impossible for anyone to really know how ripped I was. How ripped were you?
When?
Just a little while ago.
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, I've been high.
I'm just talking about like earlier. We got hired and we should have.
Oh,
we're coming to do a show.
That's for
today?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, today.
I didn't
today.
Notice it.
See, that's what my point is.
You guys are always stupid.
All right, this has been Surreal Talk with Eric and Everett only.
Yeah, team fuck Armand. James says, Armand
no
didn't get a bit
usual.
Drowsy, but after a smoke and a good meal and a nap.
Hey, have a microphone.
We'll square you up. So
I'm already square, James. I don't know.
He says that if you smoke pot, you may get a bit drowsy.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But after you...
I don't get a bit drowsy. I go to sleep.
Wait, when's the last time you got high?
Years ago.
1980 what?
No.
95, 99, 2010.
I'm going to try to be honest. I want to really, I'm going to say 7-8 years ago in California.
Did you get really stoned?
Well, it was around bedtime. I was watching with
already
I was with my friend Newell, and we were watching something on TV, laughing our butts off, and that's the last I remember. I was asleep.
What did you smoke?
Well, she had some good shit, man.
What was it, a bong or a bowl or a joint?
How did you intake it?
A J.
Smoked a J, man. Yeah. How do you even know? She could have given you tobacco. Smoke with us.
No.
We'll make
sure. It was a placebo effect for sure.
We'll make sure you get what you deserve.
Listen, in college, believe me, I got smoked as much as you guys do now. We smoked all the time.
Oh, this motherfucker right here was a pothead in college.
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah, in college, yeah.
Did you ever have the munchies?
Yeah, all the time.
Munchies all the time, he said.
Eat a dozen donuts like nothing.
Been there, man. I ate a gallon of ice cream one time. Not even shitting.
I drank a half gallon of eggnog.
That's fucking
threw up my guts.
All right, that's reckless as fuck, Armand.
Right off the
carton. That's fucking reckless as fuck.
Well, that's you try it.
I know.
It'll make you sick.
Duh.
Well, you got to be 21 to do that stupid shit. Yeah, eggnog.
That shit's terrible.
Yeah, a half gallon.
Thick cream is harder to get than CBD here, unfortunately. I don't even THC cream.
Mm. I use the CBD oil cream on my elbow. I'm still using it.
Do pretty good for you.
It seems to help. Yeah.
You don't think it's any kind of a
placebo?
Yeah.
Who knows? Whatever.
Does it matter?
Still helps.
Does it
matter
if it is a placebo effect?
I hope it is.
I don't give a fuck if what you give me is nothing. As long as if I get a placebo effect of it and it works, I'm coming back to get it again from the doctor.
I'm going to save you some of this clear medicine I got called.
If it don't work, I won't be back.
Aqua.
In fact, I remember when I was maybe a junior at Washington U for people who don't live in St. Louis, and we were all sitting in a quad, me and a few of my buddies, we're getting stoned, and the chancellor of Washington U, John Danforth, remember him? Senator?
No.
And everything? Yeah, well, he's a big shot. He and some high binders and all in their three-piece suits walk by.
High binders.
And we're like,
high binders.
And I said, hey, Jack, what's up, man? You know, I mean, it was embarrassing for him.
Sure.
You know, watching us get stoned.
Oh, I don't know you, Armand.
Yeah, right. He kind of diverted his, who knows who they were. Hell.
I got another
some grandes.
Let's do this. This is Canadian Keith, I'm pretty sure. Could be wrong.
We still in Google?
What's up? It's Canadian Keith back at it again. Yeah, ripping a bong today, but I'm here to tell you what really grinds my motherfucking gears.
Let's hear it.
And I'll tell you what the fuck that is.
Yes.
If I'm sitting in traffic waiting to get on the motherfucking freeway and some asshole, I've been sitting in this line for like 20 minutes, creeping, and then fucking douchebags trying to cut everybody off right before it. Right
That's ballsy.
The freeway. You guys can all go fuck yourself. Have a great day.
I like
think
it.
You got a point there. Yeah, that is pretty bold. Do you let him in? Do you ever let him in?
We talked about driving slow in the fast lane, but that was definitely on the list.
Yeah, making me pass you on the right is annoying, but I don't know.
That's even worse. I think he's right about that one.
What's that?
What he just said.
Oh, whenever somebody cuts in
on they'll go on the shoulder.
Yeah, they're smart asses.
Yeah. Dickwads.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Oh, Kelly, Rebecca just looked up docking.
Uh-oh.
God, I hope they have a picture.
Today, Surreal Talk is brought to you by the word docking.
I'm just wondering how the hell you know what that means. That's indicative.
Yeah, man, everybody's got their other hobbies.
Yeah, you got a little secret, don't you?
Yeah, go on.
Does your wife know about this?
I mean, maybe she does, maybe she doesn't. Maybe she's the one of videos.
Did you know about that? Have you ever heard that term?
What?
What? What are we talking
docking
about?
Of course she's heard it.
You have, and you knew what it was.
No.
Neither did I. Your brother did.
What are you going to do with a pervert? I knew what it was, Armand. Come on.
You did?
Yes.
No kidding.
Not everybody's as sexually repressed as you.
I guess.
For real.
Yeah, really.
Maybe go out and try to find some women. Up your number a little bit.
I got to get high and dock somebody. That's all.
Oh,
go
God.
Go dock yourself. I can dock myself. It's really
dock
weird.
Dock yourself.
Right. Jordan
what, do you dock
Peterson.
Your finger? What are you? What are you?
Jordan Peterson.
I don't know.
See that kid that directed that movie from Key and Peele?
No, that's Jordan Peele.
Okay,
what am I lying about? I'm not lying.
You're lying, Armand.
Somebody says, Light Peach says I'm lying. I'm not lying.
That's because you're lying.
Because you don't know what docking is.
Oh,
that's what you're saying.
That motherfucker been docked.
Hey, how you doing?
Armand was sitting at the dock at the bay.
I'm a really good friend. Hey, how you doing? This is Bong Rip Tony.
Bong Rip Tony.
I'm a really good friend of Canadian Keith.
Oh, any friend of Canadian
Keith? Hey, Bong Rip Tony.
Friend of ours.
Automatically makes me worried.
You know what really grinds my gears?
What?
When you have to take a shit right after you get out of the shower.
Oh, yeah.
It is that, no pun intended, but I'd like to start my day with a clean ass.
Hop right back in.
He's true. That's true.
Literally, hop right back in. Spray that fucker off.
Do you?
I always shit specifically right before I shower every morning. So I'm regular like that.
I don't. I go to the gym, so I get up, I take a shit, then I go to the gym, and I shower at the gym.
Oh,
so
I'm
the only one on the show that doesn't disclose their bowel movement habits. So
do you shit every day?
Non-disclosure.
Oh, come on. What is this?
Leading the fifth. Why would I not, Armand? Why would you not shit every day? Of course. Do I eat every day?
Not everybody does.
Yes, you eat every day. You shit every day.
A lot of people don't.
Low-calorie people don't shit every day.
Well, fuck them.
All right. I got one more Google voicemail I'm going to play today, and we'll do the rest of
them
tomorrow.
We'll do the rest of tomorrow. Okay. Yeah?
Everett. get your shit together.
I went one too far.
That's drunk.
Eric, man, get some glasses.
No, I'm not doing it.
Armand, stay pervy, my friend.
Yeah. I will. Oh, thank you.
Don't worry.
Certainly
Team
will.
Eric.
Team
Fuck
Eric.
Fuck you, Everett.
Yeah, well, you know, it's
okay,
like
a, gotcha.
Your opinion, man.
And I think it's valid.
Fuck you, man.
I'm with him all the way.
Of course you are. Got any more email you want to read today or saving it for tomorrow?
I got one more and we'll do it tomorrow.
Dig it. All right. Any final thoughts today, Armand?
Did you find new shit that ground your gears today that you didn't think previously did?
I'm trying to think. I mean, that the one, he's right. The one about the car sneaking in when you've been waiting.
That's a motherfucker.
Yeah, those pricks.
Like something that you'll punch somebody for. Just like, you motherfucker. Pow. Like something that grinds your gears.
That much, huh?
Yeah.
I'd like to hit that Greta Thunberg right in the face.
That's a girl. 16-year-old.
I don't care. I hate her guts. God. I really can't.
There's a clip of the day. I'd like to hit that Greta Thunberg right in the face.
I can't stand her.
You're my hero.
I really can't.
You're my hero, Armand.
She needs a beating.
I'm going to get a Team Armand tattoo. I'm going to take your t-shirt, turn it negative, and then get it tattooed.
Can you do a video of me like hitting her? You know, like she's.
Ooh, a nice animation.
She's in front of the UN, and I jump up there.
How about we take that video where she got hit in the head with a cone just recently?
Yeah, put her face on
there that he hit her and knocked her down.
Or like one of those, you know, those Donald Trump videos where he's like body slamming somebody at WWF or something.
Oh, yeah.
I can't stand that.
We got to recruit an intern. How's that? Do that.
We're pretty well shitty. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us again on this short little wrap up show. We'll catch you guys tomorrow morning on YouTube. Otherwise, podcasters, download it now. And we'll see you in a few.
Tomorrow.
Shit, check out our website, SurrealTalkPodcast.com. Vote in the poll.
One more thing that makes me mad is every time that we end the shows, I say, see you later, alligator, and nobody says after a while, crocodile.
Literally, they can't talk back. This is a one-way medium. That's why we do it live.
Figure it out.
Probably do in the chat. You just don't never, because you close it too quickly.
Oh, well, maybe.
Yeah, definitely a one-way thing, man. This isn't a phone call we're having.
We're more imaginative than that. That's a cliche. We try to avoid those.
After supper, motherfucker?
Hey, let us know what you think of the new
see you later,
how these microphones sound.
Okay, you're getting there.
I think these microphones sound better than the old ones we had.
Definitely, they do. Yeah, these are great.
We spent some fucking money on these ones, so.
Obviously, and I like this kidney-shaped table here.
Yeah, the table, too. This is the first time you've been in here since we've did all this work.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I think the mics were $22 a piece.
22. Yeah, I think they were 200 each. But.
This is called a kidney-shaped
kidney
table.
Bean, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
This is a custom design, though. We custom designed this. It's got this. It's separated by the plexi. And I've lit it up from the inside. I'm still not done setting everything up.
We looked at an actual x-ray of a kidney, and we kind of
traced
it
on a piece of wood, but jigsawed it.
Yeah. I can see the nephron and the glomerulus and the Bowman's
capsule.
That's
awesome.
Exactly what the. That's what I was going for. I'm glad.
Hey,
thank you.
When did you guys do your last Ocho Man show?
I think Friday.
Is it just you guys, or do you guys? Who's on that show now?
Ocho Man, me and Eric was last time. Then before that was me and Oach.
Oh, that must have been horrible.
I had people ask.
Fuck you. It was pretty good. Me and Oach together can carry a show for as long as we can.
What did you guys talk about?
I don't even remember.
Right.
I never remember.
I got it? Yeah.
I never remember. My point
is, he needs to get a woman on that show, though. It's really a lot better when he's got a woman on.
It kind of is.
I'm not saying, you know, I don't want it to. I don't care if I'm on there. You guys are fine. But it's better with a woman. Because you guys talk about sex all the time, and you know you should have a woman on. That's like me being on the Joker Smoker Toker show.
You will
show.
Never be on there.
Right. I don't smoke dope, so.
Yeah, you do.
Dope. Don't call it dope.
I don't.
First and foremost.
I don't smoke that shit. So I can't add anything.
Hey, here's the greeting we have on the Surreal Talk thing. This is what people hear.
Hey, Everett here. You've reached the official Surreal Talk voicemail line. Leave us a message, and we'll definitely listen to it on our next after show. Talk to you soon.
That sucks. We can do better than that right now. You want to do one?
Yep, let's record right now.
All right, I'm going to start recording.
Believe it or not, Surreal Talk's not home. Are we ready?
Believe it or not, Surreal Talk is not home. Where could
they be?
Where? I don't fucking know. Leave us a message.
God. We got to hide it to remember the
words.
That's
awful.
See you soon.
Oh, no, that's a good one.
Let's play it back.
Believe it or not, Surreal Talk's not home. Where could we be? I don't fucking know. Leave us a message.
We got
see you later.
Remember the words.
Awful. See you soon.
That's good, man. Leave that. You got to leave that.
All right.
That's beautiful.
New green.
Wow, that's
save.
Prime podcasting.
It sounded like Ricky from the Trailer Park Boys. I fucking hope not.
How do we get 30 million followers like that Armenian guy? He must be making a ton of money.
Oh, God, yeah. He's making him, yes.
What does he talk about?
He doesn't talk. He doesn't have to. What are you talking about?
Well, they follow him, right?
Yeah, they follow
him. It's not a podcast.
No, we're talking Instagram.
He's a personality, sir.
Instagram.
We don't have any of that.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Okay. We'll catch you next week.
Right.
Or tomorrow morning, actually.
Oh, tomorrow. What, 9 o'clock?
Not that button.
Please. Wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.